80s, 90s, UK, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. When you hear your doorbell ring, your first thought, who is it and what do they want? With the Ring Visual Doorbell, those questions are answered before you even get up from the couch. Find out how easy and affordable it is to have that Ring Visual Doorbell installed at your house when you stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main, across the street from the Burley Skate Park. It's Wednesday, and my favorite part of Wednesday morning, one of my favorite parts of the whole week, when Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce, stops in to pay us a visit. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. Better than you.
Yeah, well, you know, life happens. I told my wife, I'm like, you know, adulting just kind of stinks sometimes.
It does, I agree.
Supposed to be at a big fun rock radio convention right now, getting to hang out with bands and stuff. But I think the responsible thing to do is to just stay here at home. And that's okay. My son's grateful that I had to cancel my trip. He didn't want me to go anyway. So there we go, right?
Well, you know, with your relationship with him, yeah, he kind of wants daddy around.
He does. And you know, there will be other conventions. But I fear if I went, I would push it. And the last place in the entire world I want to find myself in is at a Las Vegas emergency room. Because here, I'm dealing with, you know, one or two people who got into a car wreck and, you know, have a cold they can't control or something like that. They're wheeling gunshot wound victims past me. So I'll take my little old Idaho for now.
Are you ever the optimistic one today?
I certainly have to be. Because the other option is not pretty for anyone. This morning, we're talking about the top challenges faced by entrepreneurs. And this isn't something that just applies to you in the workplace. This applies to you in general.
Yeah, the tips that we've been given, there's no shortage of information on how to be successful in business or in life. We have endless books and resources providing tips on how to succeed. Many of the solutions have been timeless. We've talked about many of them in the past. The challenges that business owners face really has not changed. The tools on how we approach them have changed. And a lot of it's changed with technology.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, as an entrepreneur or a small business owner, cash flow management is your number one top challenge.
Yeah. And you got to be good at it if you're going to run a business.
Well,
you got to be good at it if you're going to run a household.
You've got to be good at it, period. Exactly. And so one of the things that they say that small business owners really struggle with is sitting down and doing those invoicing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start a small business, have a passion for something, you're not going to be good at everything. And
right.
Let's face it. I mean, sitting down and doing that bookkeeping stuff is boring to a lot of people. Hats off to the accountants and the bookkeepers who choose to do that for a living.
Yeah.
But it isn't the type of thing that a lot of people enjoy doing. And so therefore, when we sit down to do something that you don't like to do,
mm-hmm.
It's very much easier to allow distractions to pull you away.
Oh, for sure. And I want to throw out a shameless plug for a company that has really made that easy for me. Because as far as like doing the voiceover thing and doing the mobile music DJ
yep.
thing, I've got money coming in and out all the time. I'm running a one-man army.
Yep.
And needless to say, the paperwork end of it is my least favorite part.
Yep.
There are programs out there, and I know QuickBooks is very familiar to a lot of small business owners, but you can take it a step further. And I use a program called FreshBooks, which I think it costs $50 a month. And it does all of that for you to the point where you enter your customer information, you enter their email address, and then when you have to go in and enter an invoice, you can do it with the app. Like you
yep.
can actually invoice with the app, and then it sends them the email, it sends them reminders if they don't pay their bill, and they can pay it online with a credit card, and it's done. And tools like that, the solutions are timeless,
yes.
but the technology has certainly made some parts of operating a small business a lot easier.
They absolutely have. You mentioned QuickBooks, and of course, you know, what was it called? FreshBooks. FreshBooks.
Yep.
Cost comparison-wise, for those who haven't used either, they're identical. You can get a online version of QuickBooks for about $50 a month for a small business owner.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
okay.
that.
Okay. So, you know, for cost comparison-wise, they are the same. But yeah, if you do not stay on top of that,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have problems. And one of the other tips they say, for example, instead of saying that you have 30 days to pay in order to keep your cash flow going in more, offer a 5% discount, for example, if they pay within the first 10 days.
Yep.
You
yep.
know, so there's different ways to keep your cash flow going, but cash flow management, whether it is with a business or like you said, with your household,
yeah.
is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, you know, either learn how to use the tools and stay on top of it or outsource it to a technology program like what you talked about or somebody else who has a passion and loves doing that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
So the next one is hiring employees. And we've talked about this one a lot in the past about, of course, one of the biggest challenges we're facing right now in the Magic Valley and businesses of all sizes is getting qualified employees because of the unemployment rate being so low. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you need to do with small businesses is you need to examine your package. Is your wage and benefits attractive enough?
They have to be.
Yeah. Is it comparable? Is there a reason why you're not keeping people? What is going on within the culture? Why are people leaving if you're finding a high turnover rate? So you need to do some serious hard looking at your HR practices so that you can figure out and start figuring out how to do this and how to get qualified employees. The other tip that they had that I read about was when you are having your job description out there and you're looking for people, mm-hmm. they said, don't use vague terms or qualifications.
Yeah.
They said, make your job easier so you sift through less resumes by being very, very specific on what it is you're looking for, including the duties, the hours, have it all laid out. People want to feel like they want to make a difference. And so if there's a challenge involved, and I'm going to give you an example with the chamber here. When they were Skype interviewing me when I was still in North Dakota, mm-hmm. The board was completely honest with me and said, look, we're going to tell you that right off the bat, you're going to have to kind of rebuild this from the ground up. The trust has been broken in the community, and we have to basically start from the ground up. And so I knew coming into this that they at one point historically had 500 members and now they were down to under 200 mm-hmm. and that I had this job in front of me that I had to improve the image not only in the community but also with the current members and attract new members.
It's important to tell an accurate story.
It is, very much so. A lot of people like to feel that they're valued and that there's a challenge there that they can rise to. Mm-hmm. So the more that you are forthcoming with rebuilding those needs or whatever it is that they need to challenge, it's going to make your job easier in finding those qualified people.
Absolutely. Be straight with the people you're interviewing. Because then the other part of that, and I've seen this happen time and again, is that if you build up your company to be more than it actually is, then you have this person who thinks they're walking into a situation. They're going to learn real quick that they're not walking into what you told them they're walking into. They're not going to last.
Well, it goes back to our discussion last week, too, about, good, better, and best. And mm-hmm. you can't give that impression that you are the best. And then, like you said, have them walk in and go,
oh, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's this problem, and this problem. And as you know, Brock, when we've talked about in the past, one of the things early in my career, I got into database management and troubleshooting.
Uh-huh.
And, and walking in and saying, oh, we have the best. No, you do not. Nobody has the best system out there.
No.
There's always hiccups. There's always something that you can change, that you can improve on, that can make it more seamless, more streamlined, whether it is a computer system or whether it is, your process from A to B. If you're, selling something and shipping it out all online, there's always something that you can improve on as far as cost efficiency, time management, the whole nine yards.
Yep, yep.
So then, of course, delegating tasks. And this one is a huge thing because as you and I were talking off the air, when you have something that you build from the ground up, mm-hmm. it is your baby.
Yeah.
And hiring somebody, you get to that point where you're going, okay, I have to hire staff. Mm-hmm. Releasing some of those duties and tasks to employees, how difficult is that?
Very. I'm so terrible at that. And especially with the radio stations, just like you said, they're my babies.
Yeah.
And I built them in my basement from the ground up, and I don't want anybody to touch them, even though there are plenty of well-qualified people who could be doing the stuff that I'm doing. Instead, I burden my own schedule because I'm as hands-on as I am, which is not healthy for anyone.
No, it goes back to some of the other discussions we've had where we talk about that somebody new coming in, A, is not only capable of doing it, but they're also will bring in fresh perspective, fresh ideas, and often kind of gets you out of that rut. Will mistakes happen? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, but that's where your job as the mentor comes in, where you get to use that as a teaching opportunity to say, okay, so we made this mistake. What are we going to learn from it and move forward? But releasing that and letting go of the things that you can let go of so you can focus on other things. So delegating is by far a huge factor, and letting go, kind of like when, for those, you know, when your children grow, I'm sure you've seen this with Atticus.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right? Each year that he gets older, he's looking for a little bit more freedom.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
It's every day you find that they're fighting a little bit harder for their own.
Yeah. So delegating those tasks. And you know what? As the small business owner, it is okay to delegate those tasks you really don't like.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is okay.
You know, but that's where the dual, the cross-checking comes in. You delegate the task on, but it just doesn't get signed off until you review it and see it yourself.
Yep.
So there still is checks and things that you can put in place, but definitely, if you're not very good at delegating, take some time, look at your to-do list and go, okay, what is it that I can release that is time-consuming, so I can pass it on to somebody else, so I can focus on the bigger vision or the next step. And once again, this is having an honest evaluation of yourself.
If you want to read more on the top challenges faced by entrepreneurs, Cheryl has a great blog posted at www.visitjeromeidaho.com. I encourage you to go there. We're going to take a break. We'll come back next hour about 8:15 and talk about the things that are happening here in Southern Idaho and with the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. It's on the way. It's the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.